What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live with your Packers Daily Chat. That's right, it's a new setup, so when everything goes wrong today, blame Corey Behnke. No, we are testing out some new stuff here in my apartment. Brand new shot, as you can see. These are the coordinates of Lambeau Field behind me. So now both Behnke and I have Lambeau in our shots. That's right, this is a gift from my daughter. My oldest daughter, Madeline, got that for me. I'm on a new, completely new setup, so it's going to be a little janky at first, I think. It's like the comments are in a different spot. I got a whole new camera to work with. Audio might be messed up, so I apologize in advance, but thank you for your patience. Getting ready for Cheesehead TV trivia. LiveX will be controlling that from the control room here in New York City, but I will be shooting it from here in my home. So lots going on here at Cheesehead TV. Thanks for being with us each and every day here on Packers Daily. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Look at this. People absolutely chopping it up as they do each and every morning, talking Packers. And hey, as I said in the title, how I learned to stop worrying and love the draft is all about, you know, we look at this as this next kind of 64 days until the draft kicks off. Every top prospect is going to be picked apart. But we all know once the season starts, where you get picked is really immaterial. It's whether you can play or not. And I was really kind of looking at the inside backer spot, the hand-wringing about how the Packers devalue that. You hear that a lot. They devalue the inside backer spot. And my buddy Ryan Wood actually wrote in the inside backer grades for PackersNews.com, you know, perhaps they should have taken Patrick Queen. And, you know, if they had done that, maybe they had bolstered the inside backer spot. Obviously, that's something that fans have talked a lot about all year long. I think by any objective measure, if you look at the season Patrick Queen had, now it's a different situation. He's surrounded by different players and in a different scheme with different coaches, etc. And that all matters, of course. But you look at it objectively, and he didn't have that much better of a year than, say, Chris Barnes did. Barnes, who was an undrafted guy, who basically made his bones in the preseason or the 2 weeks of training camp that we saw last summer and played well enough that he was placed on the field in week one against the Vikings and went on to have, I would say, an up and down year, but a promising season. The Packers got that out of an undrafted player at that position. Meanwhile, the Ravens used a first round pick, what some would, you know, deem a premium pick, on Patrick Queen. And that's not to disparage Queen. He could go on to have a phenomenal NFL career. But year one, the difference between those two players is pretty negligible. And the fact that the Packers put that guy on the field with an undrafted slot rather than burning a first-round pick on the guy tells you what a crapshoot not only the draft is, but this whole player evaluation period where for the next 2 months, we're going to see these guys and their games picked apart while they're playing against the future gym teachers of America. You know, how a guy performs in college means a whole lot less than what's going to happen once he steps on an NFL football field with the best of the best. I know most people know this inherently. It just seems to get lost during the silly season of the draft. And I just kind of was thinking about it last night and thought, you know, I just want to put that out there. Just remember to take everything you read about every one of these prospects with a grain of salt. Because, you know, what's past is not prologue. And yes, there are athletic traits and things of that nature that you can project as far as how they're going to continue to develop and improve. But where they land and who they play with and who their coaches are matters exponentially more than any scouting report you're ever going to read on the internet. It's my morning rant, people. Hope you enjoyed it. Okay, let's see how I do this. Amar, thanks for the super chat. Been a while since I did a super chat. Hope you, the fam, Corey, and Cheesehead TV are all well. Can't wait for the draft. And the Pack not drafted inside linebacker. Well, you're probably right there. Thank you, Amar. Let's see what else we got. Quality cheese. Thanks. That's kind of you. Oh, TKM is here. That's good. What else we got? Okay, I got that one. Nags, when do you think Watt will get signed? When he chooses a team. I think he's made it very clear that he wants to take his time. I do not doubt for a moment that he and his reps have had convos with lots of different teams. And when he's ready, he'll make the choice. I got to think there are offers on the table. But, you know, he's kept it pretty close to the vest. And I would think beginning of next week, maybe. Maybe he drags it on for a month. We'll see. DKM, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. One of the better 20 minutes of my day. Here's a 5-spot for beer money in New York City, part of a beer. Yeah, exactly. Maybe right. More than you know right there. Sorry, guys. This is really, I'm like I said, this is a very new setup, so I'm sorry. I'm probably going to be a little delayed getting to things here and trying to make everything work. I love the draft, especially the one the Bears took Mitch ahead of Mahomes. Keep sucking, Chicago. Andy. Oh, that's priceless. Do you think the Packers will trade up or down this year? Aaron Harper, I believe they will trade down, and I think they will trade down a lot. This is a season where you've got minimal information on these guys comparative to other seasons. You know, you never really know. Maybe there's a player that Gutekunst absolutely loves and has to have, and maybe they find a moment in the draft that they have to or want to jump up and grab him because they see somebody they really value falling in the draft. But more than any other year, I think this is the year you want to trade down and get more swings at the plate because it is such a crapshoot. And more than ever, you have so little information to go on. There's no combine. There's no the regular medical stuff is out the window. You're going to get stuff from their pro days, but not everyone's going to have a pro day. You've got minimal tape. Guys didn't even play mostly full seasons. I just think this is a good year to trade down. Do I think Jordan beats out Boyle this offseason? It's a really good question. And I think it will go a long way, you know, in telling us how Jordan's development is coming along. I would hope so, but we'll see. Like I've told you guys, Boyle looked lights out last summer. I think that's going to be tougher than maybe people think. But yeah, one would think it would be weighted. It's hard too, because look, they got to give him reps. You know, last summer, people like talk about, oh, he was inactive all year. Well, yeah, he got like 2 reps of practice during training camp. We would see Rodgers have like 4 or 5, maybe 6 reps with the starters. And then Boyle will go out there with the 2s and 3s and get 3 or 4 reps. And then Jordan Love will go out there and get, you know, 1 handoff and 1 throw. And then that was it. So he's obvious. He's got to get reps. He's got to play. There's the only way you're going to know what the hell you've got in your hands. So I would suspect we're going to see a lot of him and Boyle in whatever training camp ends up looking like. I know there's a lot of news right now around the possibility of a preseason game going away with the 17th regular season game incoming. If that comes to fruition, that's one less game where they get to see what they have with, you know, between Love and Boyle. I would suspect Love wins that competition, but you never know. We'll see. Travis Smith, what's up, buddy? Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags won my final appeal with the VA. So here is to sharing the wealth in 2021. The Nags abides. Dustin, that is incredibly kind of you. Thank you, brother. And congratulations. That is awesome. We need young vets. The problem with young vets is young vets cost money. I mean, I've seen a lot of wish lists out there, man. And I think Packer fans, yes, it was exciting when we got Zadarius and Preston and Adrian because those guys were on the up and coming, you know, they were heading into their second kind of window pro wise, you know, they're running out of their rookie contract. That's going to be a lot tougher this time around. The Packers don't have the cap maneuverability. Y'all love young vets, but they cost a premium. I tend to think, and this is just guesswork on my part, if you're going to get a young vet, it's going to be a guy who's probably dealing or coming off an injury issue. That's going to knock down his value price, asking price a little bit. I hear you, man. I love it. Yes, please, young vets, but it's not quite as easy as just hitting the easy button. Nuclear Family, thank you for the super chat. Do you have any stories about the Around the NFL guys and Chris Wessling? May he rest in peace. Do you listen to them and Barstool and Sims, etc. at all? That's an interesting question. Nothing that I haven't said already about Chris. I mentioned when the news of his passing hit that he and I would always meet up eventually at the combine and the Super Bowl, and it would always start with an argument about quarterbacks and always end talking about our favorite books, what we were reading. Inevitably politics would get discussed, but he was just a great soul and a really lovely human being. As far as do I listen to Barstool and Sims, no I don't. I got no time. Like, it's not that, like, I'm sure they're pumping out great content, but I have no time for it. And Chris Sims, really? You're going to listen to Chris Sims? Come on. Shout out, Chris. Ex-coworker. Love you, Chris. But no. 15 million per year for Jones. Hard pass. Sorry. Oh, Daniel, don't. Yeah. Okay. I know that floated out there yesterday, but look, that's an agent trying to pump up numbers. And I don't doubt for a second that maybe that has been discussed, but man, maybe he hits that number. But don't forget, you know, hard pass. Yeah. The Packers would never pay that, but they could place that transition tag on Jones. Maybe even the franchise tag at 8 million, 15 million. Yeah. That's no chance, but 8 million. That's a possibility. We'll see. We got about 2 weeks to find out. What else we got here? Walter, thanks for the super chat. All the get Rodgers help talk need to swing to get Clark help. Walter, thank you. 1,000,000%. 1,000,000,000%. Yes. Thank you. It's always good to see someone talking some sense here on Packers Daily, because it sure as hell ain't me. That is great. That is what I'm talking about. You ready for Quadzilla? I like it. Get ready for Quadzilla. Okay, got that one, got that one. Don't want to miss any super chats. Do you see J.J. Watt going to the Packers? No. Where do you want to see Aaron Jones play if he can't play with the Packers? Somewhere in the AFC where we never have to face him. So the Dolphins would be great. Although I don't think the Packers don't play the AFC East this year, do they? Maybe they do. Oh, shit. Anyway, yeah, somewhere far away from Green Bay and the NFC. That's all I care about. Will we make one trade on free agency as we need at least one? Barry, I don't know what that means, but if you mean one signing, possibly. I would suspect, yes, they'll pick over the refuse, so to speak. I wouldn't expect big name signings, but I think they'll look to add one or two guys in free agency. Now, I say that, and hey, watch Brian come out and sign J.J. Watt and Richard Sherman. That's never going to. But, you know, let's say for the sake of argument and making Aaron look stupid that it does. So that'll be fun. Will EQ lose his job to his brother when we draft him? He'll be in for a fight. That'd be fun. You know, let the Steelers have the Watts. We got the St. Browns. I'm down for that. Walter, thanks for the super chat. AFC North, thank you. Yes, I couldn't remember which division was on the... was on the old schedule. So is Funchess a free agent again, or how does that work? No, Ray, he will be, as of March 17th, when the new league year begins, he will be back as an official member of the Green Bay Packers. When you opt out, there were two levels, but essentially, when you opted out, your contract tolled, and you got the year off, basically. And then when the new league year resumes, you are back counting on, you know, one of the rosters. The 90-man roster, you count to the one person towards that 90-man offseason roster, and your contract now once again slots into the salary cap. And that's why I think a lot of people have, you've seen probably people talking about the possibility of the Packers cutting Funchess, because, you know, it's an easy way to get cap. You know, they signed him at a time when they needed to augment their wide receiver spot, and then he opted out, and then they went out and had the number one scoring offense in the league. They may think, okay, we really didn't need Funchess, but I suspect they'll keep him around. We'll see what they have there. Who knows what happens after the draft. If they draft a wide receiver, that may prove to make him a little bit expendable. But yeah, as of the new league year, he will be back on the roster. That's how that works. But then no telling what they're going to do with him right that. No dog for Olive. Just compromise and get a cat. Tony, no chance. No chance. She's got a cat at home. She's all right. It is a bad sign that our defensive coordinator hasn't come out to the light. Julio, I don't think it's a bad sign per se. It's frustrating, but don't forget, I mean, it's not his call. You know, that's on Matt. Matt could call a press conference tomorrow if he wanted to. You know, Matt's the one in charge. So Matt clearly doesn't want to put him in front of people yet for whatever reason. So, yeah, I wouldn't say it's a bad sign. I just think it's Matt trying to control the message, whatever that message might be. We'll find out. Who runs a faster 40, Banky or Nagler? Depends how many 40s have been consumed. How? I don't know. No idea. What else we got? Do you think Josh Jackson will shine if we switch to a more blitz defensive, a zone blitz defensive scheme? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I guess if anything to get his eyes on the quarterback and away from grabbing guys would be good. I hope so. He's definitely on his last chance. I wouldn't be surprised if the drafts fell a certain way and they drafted a corner or two and they went into camp with him and he gets beat out that he isn't cut, because he can't keep him around if he's not going to play special teams. That was the whole reason he wasn't active down the stretch last year. It's disappointing because obviously you used a pretty, you know, solid pick, a day two pick on the kid. Hasn't been able to get on the field. I thought he filled in okay for Kevin King last year when King got hurt. But clearly the penalties are still an issue. And I thought he had a really good summer, but it just didn't translate, I don't think, that well to his regular season play. And then, like I said, he couldn't get on the field, couldn't get on the field for special teams. And if that's the case, you're going to be a healthy scratch. And I just don't think there's going to be room for that if they add to that position. So we'll see. Lots to play out there. Oh, I like these. These are great. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Where'd it go? Okay, cut Lowry and Preston Smith. Free up money. Make a run at either Shaq Barrett or Leonard Williams if they don't get franchised by the respective teams. You think cutting Preston Smith and Dean fucking Lowry is going to free up the money necessary to get Shaq Barrett? You saved yourself with if he doesn't get franchised there, because I know there's been rumblings about them franchising Godwin, but I'd be absolutely gobsmacked if they don't franchise Barrett. But Barrett is going to get paid. Packers, they could cut half their team. They would be able to afford Barrett. Come on, kids. Let's go. Stop. As Ted Thompson liked to say, this isn't fantasy football. Is the Oren Burks experiment over? From scrimmage, probably. No doubt. But, hey, still a valuable member of special teams. So that part is not over. But, yes, probably trying to make him work from scrimmage, hopefully, yes, over. What else we got? Is it safe to say Preston Smith just isn't very good? He had a great first 8 games, and that's it. I don't entirely agree with that. Definitely his first 8 games were the most productive in a Packers uniform. There's no doubt about it. His production as a pass rusher has slipped. There's no question there. Don't love to watch him get split out against tight ends or running backs. No doubt about it. But I still think he has value. I think he played much better as the season went on. Maybe the sack numbers weren't there, but he played a lot better than I think people give him credit for. Not only against the run, and I know no one cares about that because you're paying the guy to be a pass rusher, and that's probably why they have to adjust his contract somehow. Now, maybe they do end up cutting him, but they at least got to ask him about restructuring and or a pay cut. But he played the run really well. He set the edge really well. He got pressure on the quarterback. He may not have gotten sacks. But I think I get that it's frustrating because you saw what was so kind of explosive those first 8 games. And he was so productive. And you thought that was the bar. And then he never kind of got back up there. But I still think he's got value to this team. Now, again, if it takes 2 to tango and if he's not amiable to a pay cut, then yeah, they probably will cut him. But I do think there's a reason he wasn't among that first kind of wave of cuts with Kirksey and Wagner, because I think they want to work something out, because I think that, like I said, there's value there. And look, we all know Gary needs to be starting. We all know that has to happen. Gary's got to be on the field over Preston Smith. That 1,000,000,000% needs to be the plan going into next year. But that doesn't mean Smith can't be a good rotational guy. But obviously not at the current price. So we'll see. We'll see. But the phrasing there kind of bugs me, because it's like, we just know he's not very good. Well, okay, no, I don't know that. I think he's probably actually a pretty good player. He maybe isn't as productive as he was those first 8 games that got you all excited. But that doesn't mean he's bad. That's just me. I know. Aaron, company man, whatever, but that's where I'm at. Gary going to be scary next year. Hey, Tank, you're rhyming. I love it. What else we got? Is there a world where Devontae doesn't want an extension and would rather play with a new team? I doubt it, but maybe. I mean, it's always a possibility, but money's green wherever you go, man. And as Devontae has told us many times, he's a simple man. He's got his home, he's got his wife and child, got a lovely life. He just wants to ball, man. And if the Packers pay him, I think he'll continue to do so. I mean, is it a possibility? I can't know the man's heart, but I would tend to think if the Packers show him the love, he'll be happy to stick around. That's just me. What about snacks? It'd be great to talk to the new defensive staff and talk about, oh, would you have a place for snacks? Do you see him being able to be utilized in your defensive front? Does he, you know, want to stick around? Does he want to play again next year? All these things that I'd love to ask people, but haven't been given the chance to yet. But yes, I'd love to have snacks back. I think he could be a good rotational piece, but we'll see. We know Brian spent all last year trying to get him on the team, finally did at the end of the year, but I don't know. We'll see. I guess, you know, does Snack still want to play? We'll find out. Hey, Nags, is this year going to be a younger team? Next man up, find that no-name guy. I mean, that's kind of the Packers all the time, right? They're always trending as one of the younger teams in the league. But, yeah, I think, you know, you're going to see a lot of turnover. I think that's one of the things that was most frustrating. You saw from Rodgers and a couple other guys after the NFC Championship game, the fact that, you know, it's a different team every year, but this team in particular had a really good mix of veteran guys, guys who had been in the system for a while, been with the program, and now there's going to be a decent amount of turnover. So, yeah, you're going to have to. You're always getting better. You're always getting worse. You're always developing guys, finding guys to develop, and the Packers got to strike gold again in a couple of places. We'll see if they're up to the task. They usually are. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for all the support, for putting up with me, the new setup, what have you. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And if you really want to support what we do, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. It supports everything we do at Cheesehead TV. And tonight, you can join us for the Patreon Happy Hour each and every week. Regular season, off season, it doesn't matter. Each and every week, we meet via Zoom and have a ball. Basically, Corey and I get drunk and talk to people and have a really good time. It's always a lot of fun. Please join us if you can. If you can't jump on board Patreon, I totally understand, but do please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.